Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn the Avtzali Dal, the Masechta Bamitzia. Some of the topics we're learning about include Masna Hashem Mechinam Li is Pata Meshvua. Hashem can stipulate with the owner that he's accepting the item for safekeeping on condition that it is exempt from that which Hashem Mechinam is generally Chayav Meshvua. Mishpatei HaTanoim. The concept of Tanayim Mevatal Maisa, a verbal stipulation can revoke an action, is derived from the incident of the Bnei Gad, the Bnei Reuven, who made a Tanayim that they will assist the Bnei Yisrael in conquering Eretz Yisrael, and in return, Moshe Rabbeinu pledged the Maisa that they will receive their portion of land in Eiv HaYarden. Therefore, a Tanayim can only revoke a Maisa if it was made in the form of the Tanai God, the Bnei Reuven. Kol HaMasna Mashakas Bater Tanai Batal. A Tanai which contradicts a Torah obligation is not effective. The Machlik is regarding Tanai Shi'i Efshal L'Lekaima B'Soifah. A Tanai that it is impossible to fulfill, does this Tanai take effect? The Mishnah's halacha of She'ela B'Bailim Pata. If a person borrowed someone's cow and Hayi'imu B'Sha She'ela, at the time of the loan the owner was working for the Shomer, the She'el is not liable for the cow. However, L'Hayi'imu B'Sha She'ela V'Hayi'imu B'Sha Unse. If at the time of the loan the owner was not yet working for the Shomer, even though at the time of the cow's death the owner was working for the Shael is liable for the cow. The sources for the features of the Dalet Shomer, Dibetari Kaloshim and the Adam, there's a machlikis when there is a Yitru Loshim, the Torah repeats a word. One opinion, Dibetari Kaloshim and the Adam, the Torah speaks in the manner of people. Therefore, when the Torah repeats a word, Lav Ledrasha Asi, the word does not teach an additional halacha. Another opinion, Loi Dibur Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam. The Torah does not speak in the manner of people, and when the Torah repeats a word, Lidrasha Asi, the word teaches an additional halacha.